by Caden Schweitzer, and there's a hole in your goalie, Minnesota, Minnesota.
Yeah, really nice play there. Tudyk finding Schweitzer on the back door. It's just a simple little tap in and a really smart heads-up play by Tudyk there.
That goal coming a minute 50 seconds into the period. Schweitzer on the goal. That's a heck of an opportunity for them, as that is his ninth goal of the season, moving up to 27 points. He ranks second on the team in points on the season. As faceoff is won by Minnesota, but Rapids can smell blood in the water. Minnesota back on the attack. As puck gets moved down to the zone, Henke shot from the circle. That is gobbled up by Turcotte. Tudyk and Ahlstrand on the assists. Power play goal. Wisconsin Rapids ties it up. 1-1, 17-23 left to go in the second period. Face off to the glove side of Turcotte. Rapids gets a puck up center ice. Minnesota getting back on defense. Puck is carried into the zone. Minnesota recovers. Minnesota, Gordy Lawson sends the puck down into the Rapids zone. Turcotte slows up the puck. Rapids gets possession of it, trying to get it back out and mount some offense here as they were able to tie up the game. 17:30 left to go in this first period. As puck is sent up, shot bounces off of Turcotte. Rapids trying to clear the zone, and they do. That was a big shot from high in the slot. As there's a big collision by Atkins and Lawson right underneath of us. Atkins loses his helmet, so there's a stoppage of play. Safety reasons, and I totally agree with that. As 17:14 left to go in the second period, and we've got a 1-1 hockey game between the River Kings and the Blue Ox.
Yeah, really important for the River Kings to convert on that one, and it was a really nice, well-worked play, and now I feel like that spurred everyone on a little bit, gave a bit more life in the legs, and see if they can build on this momentum.
You got to think a lot of that frustration. I mean, there's still going to be frustration, but yeah, a lot of that frustration went away because they finally were able to beat Mayros, who's played spectacular between the pipes tonight for Minnesota. As there's a face-off to the blocker side of Turcotte and a whistle. So that wasn't exactly what the officials wanted, as Bryslin comes in, going up against Cooper Nielsen. Face-off, that's not controlled by anybody. Rapids does come away with it. Passed up near side, coming up with it. That's Atkins. Atkins centering pass, nobody home. Nobody home. Rapids had an opportunity. But Rapids, they are getting back on defense as Minnesota's now going down the length of the ice. Gore had it pulled away from him. Rapids now has the puck. Bulldog, Cooper, and that's passed all the way up to Garcia. Puck is bouncing around neutral ice. Nobody has it as offsides is being whistled against Wisconsin Rapids, as there will be a faceoff just outside the zone right below us.
Yeah, just Cooper caught in a tough spot there. He really didn't have anywhere to move, and then the puck crosses the line. He's just caught in the middle of about two or three Blue Ox.
Yeah, that's a tough spot. Anyway, you slice it there. I mean, you're standing there, and it goes in there, and it touches you. You're going to have a whistle. Diamond against Gorlitz here. Face-off right below us, a little bit to our left. Rapids, they come away with it. They send it down in the zone. Denti, that is. Puck goes around the corner. Ilian, he fights for it. That's pulled back by Denti. Back pass out to Williams. Williams sends it down towards the goal line. Nobody home. Minnesota, they send it down length of the ice. It was last touched by Rapids, so no icing on the play. Rapids does get possession of the puck. Sends it up to center ice. Minnesota, they stop it. Farnsworth sends it back down. Stopped by Turcotte, and we got a whistle.
Yeah, it just went straight into the netting.
Okay, I was trying to see. I thought there were whistle. I heard the whistle right below me, so I was trying to see if it was too many men or what was going on. But, yeah, it went up into the netting, so we got a stoppage of play.
Yeah, a little bit delayed, and I think that was what caused the confusion.
That was another part that threw me off, too. So it happened so quick out there as we got Diamond face-off against John Sittig. Won by Minnesota, back behind the goal. Ilian muscles it away from the Minnesota skater. Chevier Alexander shot from the point, turned away by the blocker of Mayrose. Rapids tying up the puck in the corner. Far side, Ilian with Denti, both fighting for it. Denti pinned up, pinning the puck up against the boards. Ilian centering pass off the mark, goes out to center ice. No icing will be whistled as we have the puck played up by Picault. And Rapids trying to organize what they want to do on this next opportunity. Chevier Alexander sends a puck up, neutral ice, last touched by Minnesota. And big collision in the corner. Rapids gets the puck. Denti sends it up. Raffert cross to Beauchamp. Rister turned away, fighting for this rebound, and it's still being fought over. Rapids thought they had it, then they don't, and then they had it again. Minnesota comes away with it, skates behind the goal. Minnesota trying to break out of their zone, and they do at center ice, but can't keep possession of the puck. Sittig gets bumped off the puck by Raffert. Raffert pass up to Denti. Denti trying to get the puck up into the zone. Puck does get there. Diamond keeps it in. Ilian, no look pass to Denti. Denti was not ready for it.
Yeah, a couple tired legs out there.
Yeah, they do. As Rapids is trying to get that change, and they are able to. Those young men were out there quite some time as Welsh comes on to the ice. Puck is tied up in the corner, screened out by the glass. As puck finally gets loose, they're still, it was loose for a second. Now they're just tying up again. So that's just letting the clock run at this point. 14:19 left to go. Raffert thought about going center, but then he sends it around the boards. Puck jammed up in the corner by McNeish. Sent back around the boards and out of the zone by Minnesota. Raffert, he covers it up. Sends it up to Beauchamp. Beauchamp sends up McNeish. That's recovered by Minnesota just inside their blue line. Minnesota, they clear it. Beauchamp. It's ridden off the puck. Welsh with it. Pass back to Raffert. Raffert with the puck going up the far side. Crashing in McNeish on the near side. He gets ridden off the puck. McNeish gets to it. Back to Raffert. Raffert, he loses the puck. Puck is getting sent around the boards. And Minnesota comes up with it. Minnesota had an opportunity to get behind the Rapids defense. They did not. Beauchamp, he's got a one-on-two opportunity. Goes around behind the net, waiting for a little bit of a change. Bulldog, he gets on the ice. Off goes Raffert. Rapids with it. Trying to see Bulldog. He's got it in the near corner. Rapids a little stacked up in their positioning. Not a lot of distance between everybody as Minnesota sends a puck back down to the opposite side. Sent up high, and there's Minnesota. They have an opportunity. They got behind the Rapids defense. Backhander high, way high of the goal. No opportunity there for Tricol to make a stop. Rapids trying to get an opportunity here to get the puck out of the zone. There's a shot taken by Minnesota. Bounces right off the pads of Tricol. Bulldog trying to send the puck up. Corpy, backhand opportunity. Puck loose in the slot. Minnesota had an opportunity. They couldn't come up with it. Beauchamp sends a puck up. Neutral ice. And there will be a icing stoppage of play as there will not be they will not be allowing Rapids to make a line change. 12:41 left to go in the second period. 1-1 hockey game. Rapids enjoying a 26-8 shot advantage, but only one goal to show for it.
Yeah, only one goal to show, mainly due to Mayrose's brilliance in net so far, and just this last couple minute or two has been quite a tough one for River Kings. Hopefully they can try and get a change and get some fresh legs out.
Face off, blocker side, after Colt, and Rapids is able to weather that storm. Real quick spin around shot that was just wide of the mark. Bulldog lifts the puck up center ice. There's a little bit of a race for it. Scooting in on Mayrose. Mayrose, he covers it. And that's another stoppage of play. 12:20 left to go in this second period of action. 1-1 hockey game between the Blue Ox and the River Kings.
Yeah, smart play to get it down the ice there. And now it allows that change. And there's this hot line of Allstrand, Schweitzer, and Tudic hoping to make some magic happen.
Face off to the glove side of Mayrose. Rapids comes away with that faceoff. Minnesota pressures. Puck comes loose center ice. Bulldog sends the puck up. Touched by Tudic. That gets through all the way back of the goal. Schweitzer is down there. Battling with Allstrand. Minnesota sends the puck up deep. Turned away by Turcal. Puck chipped up ahead. Allstrand. Far side. Tudic trailing. Chip pushed up ahead behind the goal. Ahlstrand. Rapids trying to give chase. Minnesota comes up, sends it up. Puck is kept down into the zone. Now it's chipped up center ice. Rapids battling back and forth in neutral ice and into their offensive zone. Puck is loose. Garcia comes away with it after a missed opportunity by Minnesota. Puck is sent down deep. A couple changes for the River Kings. Atkins on the ice for the boys in blue, Wisconsin Rapids. As puck is just sent all the way up. Garcia with it. He comes around, gets the puck up neutral, then it's chipped back down by Minnesota. Bulldog, looking for some place to go with it. Gets it up there. Schweitzer, Tudich, Atkins. Shot opportunity turned away by the defense. Puck is still loose. Mayro's had a piece of it, but Minnesota, they get back to it. As Rapids a little discombobulated, but they recover. Atkins with it.
Good stick.
Yeah, he had a poked away the last second before he was going to pull the trigger on a wrister at about 10 feet out from Mayro's. Minnesota does recover, and they send the puck down into the Rapids zone. They couldn't quite see that there is Breisland, nobody near him, if it would have been Bulldog, if he would have seen that. As Minnesota, they're trying to recoup, and there's a race for the puck going to the far corner. 10.5 to go in the second period. Rapids and Minnesota, again, 1-1 hockey game. Breisland, Atkins on the far side. Atkins takes the puck into the zone. Minnesota battling for it, loose in the corner. That gets behind Rapids, a Chevy Alexander. Bouncing puck right at the circle and right into the chest of Mayrose. We get another whistle in action. 10:08 left to go in the second period with a 1-1 hockey game between the Blue Hawks and the River Kings.
Yeah, smart tip there by Atkins. Just a little change of direction. You can see Mayrose then jump up in his butterfly and then just capture that into his chest.
If, you know, you always say if you can get a little bit more velocity on it, how does he play that? Because that was a slower puck by my estimation. And that's
when the tips become so important. Like when it's a shot you think you can see all the way and then just a tip comes from nowhere. And then just
that bounced right on the edge of that circle about 5 feet from him, and it lost velocity, unfortunately, for Rapids. But great job recovering as he has all night. Mayrose, his faceoff is won by Denti, and he takes a shot behind the goal. Puck is loose in the slot, tic-tac-toe. Puck is loose on the doorstep. Oh, Rapids misses another opportunity. His puck was just sent just wide, a matter of inches, by Ilion.
Inches indeed. I think that's been the name of the game so far, just that last little play to get it in the net.
Puck is sent up, neutral ice, Denti, Ilion. Going up for it, Diamond, point-blank shot, and it's a goal! Rapids gets another one! There's a hole in your goalie, Mayrose! And Minnesota now sees themselves trailing for the first time tonight, with Rapids hosting a 2-1 lead. We're just under 10 minutes left to go in the second period.
Yeah, the shot just looks to handcuff for Mayrose there by Diamond, sorry. The initial shot just looks awkwardly, looks to kind of squeeze through, and then Denti finds it right on the goal line for his ninth on the year.
I think Diamond beat it initially in five hole, bounced out, and then they tapped it home. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes, because I think, like I said, I think it went five hole and the goal judge didn't flip the switch fast enough. But either way, Rapids hosting a 2-1 lead over the Blue Ox. We'll get the official score here. Franco Denti with the goal. Ilion with the assist. And Diamond with the assist. 10:22 on the goal. And Rapids now has their first lead of the night. 2-1 over the Blue Ox. 9:13 to go as we have a stoppage of play. And the puck is going to be taken up to neutral ice where we'll have a face-off. So that's way to answer that opportunity, isn't it, Rory?
Rapids definitely feel like they deserve this lead, and I think as the game's played out so far, I think they definitely do deserve it.
30-11 shot advantage in favor of Wisconsin Rapids. And, boy, that seems like it could be a lot worse of a score by Minnesota standards, but they're still very much in this game. 2-1 game as Locker takes the far side. McNeese, he's crashing hard to try to get to be a pass there as he stands in the slot. And if he would have stayed there, he would have had opportunities. He started to look back and play defense. McNeese He's getting held up a little bit on the play. Raffert, he gets hit right in front of the Minnesota bench. It was Raffert, McNeish giving chase. McNeish with some really fresh legs out there, showing him off with speed, getting down to the near side corner. Welsh, Schrister, big rebound, shot, another big stop by the shoulder of Mayrose. Outstanding job on that little sequence there for the Minnesota goalie. Big flip up to neutral ice. Minnesota can't come away with it. Bulldog skating around, trying to get a line change for the River Kings. Let's give Minnesota a chance too, but trying to set up the offense more importantly. This Raffert, it's tied up on the far side a little bit. Bryceland, puck is loose. Rapids has to hurry up, clear the zone. Raffert, sent up. Bryceland, can't quite hold it. Minnesota recovers. Allstrand, giving a little bit of pressure. Schweitzer as well. Minnesota, big long pass, stops it at the blue line, scurries back behind the Rapids goal. Minnesota trying to kind of catch Rapids sleeping a little bit, has tried to get a backhand pass the slot to no avail. Bulldog up to Raffert. Raffert stops. He gets big old collision up in the corner. Pass back. Farnsworth. Rister from the point. Turned away. Tudich comes up with it along the far boards. Allstrand giving pressure. No one there as Bulldog gets it up to center ice. Schweitzer tried to come up behind the Minnesota skater to steal the puck. Noah's not able to do that. Bulldog, he gathers the puck in the Rapid zone as Tudich can't quite hold on to the puck as we're still sitting at center ice.
Rapids, just a lot of back and forth right now.
Yeah, Rapids holding the 2-1 lead just under 7 minutes to go in the second period, enjoying a 32-11 shot advantage. Abrigio can't hold on to the puck as that goes center ice. Puckner, he gets the puck over across the way to his teammate, Gordy Lawson. Rapids gets the puck out of the zone. Quick little line change by Minnesota. His puck gets sent down to Raffert, off the glass, up center ice, puck is loose. Bouncing puck, Nielsen got to it first by Minnesota, then Schweitzer gets it back, neutral ice again. Tudich can't quite get possession of the puck, and it's sent down the far side as Raffert gives chase. Sends it around the boards, up to Bulldog. No one home. Rapids had a turnover there, as that could have made a big situation for Minnesota good, but it's way high of the mark, bounces up into the netting. We get a stoppage of play. 6:13 left to go in the second period. 2-1 lead, Wisconsin Rapids over these Blue Ox.
Yeah, another long fluid sequence. Is just the puck just keeps on pinging back and forth from blue line to blue line. Just people swinging at pucks, not really able to get a good control of it. But now Blue Ox seem to establish some pressure in the zone.
Blue Ox, they're not backing down from Wisconsin Rapids by any means. His faceoff was to the blocker of Kirkholt, and then he had to glove it. And we got another stoppage, 6:08 left to go in the second period. 2-1 lead, Wisconsin Rapids over Minnesota. Little John Bon Jovi jamming in the background. As faceoff is picked up by Wisconsin Rapids. Bryceland screaming down the ice, flanked by Atkins. Slam on the brakes, turn around, circle, centering attempt, cross the ice to Bulldog. Bulldog sends puck down a little bit. That's intercepted by Minnesota, and they have an opportunity to get behind Rapids, but they cannot cleanly field the puck as Bulldog breaks it back down, loses possession of the puck, fighting to get back in there. A little more snow on that half of the sheet of ice. Slows down the puck a little bit as Rapids, again, they're really keeping the puck down in that end of the ice as we got a whistle. You stoppage of play. I think the puck bounced up off of one of the Rapids players in the bench. So we've got another stoppage of play. 5:33 left to go in the second period. Rapids leading Minnesota Blue Ox 2-1 and then holding a 32-11 advantage in shots. Face off just to neutral ice outside the Minnesota blue line. Rapids takes care of it. Cooper up the far side, tried a backhand pass there to Atkins, no one home. Bad dash for the puck. Rapids gets to it. Chevy Alexander, backhand pass over to Bryceland. Bryceland carrying it up the far boards, gets pushed off the puck. Puck still loose. No one really getting possession of it. Bouncing puck, bounces, and it was nearly getting over the shoulder of Mayrose. Yeah. He stops, sends it back behind the goal, and Minnesota back on the attack. Minnesota carries it into the zone. Stopped by the Rapids defense, sent back into the corner. Minnesota trying to get a little bit of pressure here. As Farnsworth, shot behind the goal. Referee Fenton goes down. Bouncing puck stopped by the Rapids defense. Cooper sends it up. Atkins and Minnesota. Farnsworth, he picks the pocket of the River Kings, and puck goes back out, neutral ice. Puck is still loose. Breisland gets it, keeps it in the zone, sends it down into the corner. Rapids trying to get a change. Diamond, he was behind the goal. Almost a minute, a Michigan goal as he tried to wrap around. Could not do that. Puck is sent down behind the Rapids goal. As Beauchamp, he gets the puck. 4:20 left to go in the second period. Rapids leading 2-1 over Minnesota. Beauchamp gets the puck up. Ilian tries to knock it into the zone. He cannot. Diamond comes away with it back in the Rapids zone. Denti from Diamond. Denti, backhand up into the zone. Last touched is picked up by Mikhail Ilian. His Rapids holding his own. Diamond back with it. Back behind the goal. Pucks really spent a lot of time back there. Not in the goal, but behind it. Minnesota gathers, and they send it the length of the ice. No icing. The Rapids went to make a move on it, pulled up, and the referee says, no, 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 you can't do that. It is going to be a play-on situation. A big laser from the point shot in by Leighton Buckmeyer. Turned away. Wide of the mark as Rapids and Minnesota, they are battling here near side boards in the Rapids zone. Puck sent through the crease. No one home, no one to touch it. Back out center ice. Ilian tried to get to it, couldn't. Denti has the puck, 3:17 to go. Denti goes, sends the puck center ice. Ilian up near side, trying to beat around a defenseman. Backhand opportunity. Not able to hit home, tucking inside the post, but Raffert inside the blue line. Puck is stopped by a Minnesota skater. Rapids, Denti has the puck. Got caught up in the skates of the official. Denti gets the slot. Backhand opportunity by Ilian. And that's another great save by Mayrose as we get a stoppage of play. 2:53 left to go in the second period. 2-1, Wisconsin Rapids lead over the Blue Hawks.
Yeah, another down low attack, just driving right to the net. And then Mayrose, really nice way to squeeze that puck and not let it trickle behind him.
I really thought I was waiting for the light to start going because that was a nice little opportunity for Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah.
But to no avail, as Rapids has another opportunity. Diamond in the faceoff circle up against Jack Wallace. And there's a drop of the puck and controlled by Rapids. Garcia shot from the point, turned away by the defense. And Minnesota comes away with it. Breakthrough center ice, sent down around, back up towards the circles. Stopped by Garcia. Garcia tries to chip it up ahead. Puck is loose. Rapids comes away with it. Ilian sends it up. Blocked in the zone by Hanke. Hanke tries to get an opportunity in there. Puck is bouncing. Puck is loose. Cleared by Rapids. Bulldog with a big clear there, but Minnesota still has possession. Pass way opening up the defense. Puck sent along the ice. That's tipped away by Garcia. And then it bounced off the pads of the goalie, and the puck, the net is off, so no whistle yet. And then we have it as there's a stoppage of play, and we have the puck way off, and Minnesota's sitting there saying, what the heck's going on? They're saying he pushed it off. I don't know how long it was sitting off there, but I mean, if they're not calling it, you might as well just push it way the heck away so you get that whistle.
I mean, that it puts you at a complete disadvantage to even to have it to continue playing like that with the net off, and it's just, I totally understand the decision. If he did knock it off, I didn't actually see it. I was too focused on that battle in the corner.
No, I didn't see that either, but now we're able to get some changes here. Both Minnesota and Wisconsin Rapids. Referee having a couple words with Gilm there, probably saying, hey, don't be knocking that off.
Yeah, or probably just let me know if it happens sort of thing.
It could be one of those. Yeah. I'd like to think it was that last one, personally.
It was probably the first one, though.
Yeah, probably. Face off to the blocker side of Turcall. And it's big scrum in that far corner. We approach 2 minutes exactly left in the second period. Minnesota takes the puck out. Still behind the goals. Oh, that was a nice backhand opportunity to center it. Schweitzer was there, and the puck's still loose. Raffert sending it behind the goal. A lot of time set behind that Rapids goal is Minnesota, they're possessing the puck, but they're not getting opportunities, but they have one now, and that's way wide of the mark from the point by Gordy Lawson. Puck bouncing to the right of the goal. Minnesota holds the zone. Rapids trying to get it out, and they do. Minnesota has to reset. As they send the puck deep, they get a little bit of line change going. Nielsen, Gorlitz, and Maher come on for Minnesota. Puck chipped up center ice. Minnesota gets to it by Scherf. Gorlitz, collision there with Raffert right about the blue line. Puck down in the rapid zone. Minute 12 left to go in this second period of action, as there's a nice little scrum down there by Minnesota and Wisconsin Rapids players, one not wanting to get up off the stick of the other, as Minnesota has to get back on the side as Rapids is going down the sheet of ice. Schweitzer, he had it, pushed back to Tudich. Tudich on the far side, up to Schweitzer. Schweitzer sends back out to the point to Raffert. Raffert sends it back down. It's a circle by Allstrand. Puck is loose, sitting right there, and it's turned away. Rapids still there as Schweitzer had an opportunity, but Minnesota pushes the puck away. 32.5 seconds left to go in the second period. Stopped by Turcotte. Rapids gets the puck up neutral ice. Gore, he's got nobody around him. Gore coming in.
Good
and it's
save.
Shot. Huge save. Didn't see the rebound was Turcotte, but nonetheless, as Bulldog, he sends it in the corner. 14 seconds to go in the second period. 10 seconds now. Rapids is trying to clear the zone. Allstrand with it. Wrister gloved by the Minnesota goalie, Mayrose, and there is your horn to end the second period, where Wisconsin Rapids started to make some hay, and they got two goals in that period, as they are now sitting with a 2-1 lead over Minnesota.
You can kind of see the frustration building as well, like in the hits and then in the little scrum afterwards. There's a lot of shots in between, and let's see what if something erupts in the third here.
Well, tell you what, it's a 36-17 shot advantage.
Yeah.
That I mean, Minnesota started to get some pressure late, and that maybe makes it look a little closer. But in this period, Caden Schweitzer he lit the lamp 1:50 into the period with Tudich and Allstrand assists on the power play. And then Franco Denti, he got the score at 10:22 with Mikhail Ilyin and Noah Diamond getting assists. So Wisconsin Rapids is sitting there with a 2-1 lead. Only one penalty in the second period, and that was Jaden White interference for Minnesota. He put Rapids on their first and only power play of the game. And, oh boy, made them pay, didn't they?
Yeah,
as
definitely.
He scored at the 1:50 mark. Yeah, so far in the game, Mayrose, 34 saves on 36 shots faced. Whereas Turcotte, 16 saves on 17 shots faced. So we're going to take a step out, going to play a couple more games and get a new sheet of ice, and we'll be playing the final period. Exciting action here at Southwood County Recreation Center, where Wisconsin Rapids holds a 2-1 lead over Minnesota. So keep listening here on 105.5 WIRI, Flow Hockey, and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
Are you struggling this year with gift ideas for your loved ones? You want to find them something that shows you care and also something they'll love? Let this year be a little different when you let Johnson's Chrysler Jeep come to the rescue with all its service center has to offer. This year, get them a new set of tires, maybe an oil change pack, or a vehicle upgrade. Give them something they'll use every day and save yourself all the hassle. Call the Johnson's Chrysler Jeep Service Center today and make this Christmas one to remember. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from their team to yours.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, low upper teens to 20. With sunshine for tomorrow, it'll warm up into the low 40s for a high. Increasing clouds for Sunday, highs right around 40 degrees, then a chance of showers into Sunday night. Currently, it's 26.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all, long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good. It's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. Guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins, holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Thought she was ready, now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living, now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more. is fair and time is a friend. Would she do it the same as she did back then? Oh, she looks out her window, she wonders again, is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family at home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she dares? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there life out there? Yeah. Oh, she doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there life out there?
Down a running lane, racing down the interstate, spilled hot coffee down the front of my jeans. It's work, work, pay the rent, money and my time spent. Not a minute left for me to be me. Been going light, nothing can wait. I gotta get my priorities straight. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it all. There she is, think about maybe Miss Wonderful I haven't met yet. It just hit me like a wrecking ball. She's giving me a wake-up call. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, waste it on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Sand between your toes, unplug, unwind, step out in the sunshine. I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, wasting on number one. Find a girl that brings my whole world to a stop. Live a little, I need to live a little, have some fun, take some time, wasting on.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Most wonderful time.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
It's the most
wonderful time,
wonderful time
of the year. It's the happiest season of all.
Wonderful time.
With those holiday greetings and great happy when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for roasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful
wonderful time of year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. The most wonderful time of the year.
Most wonderful time.
There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time.
Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Yeah, you got every guy in here spinning around, spilling their beer. I bet you came out to have a good time. So what you say we leave your friends with mine? Yeah, they'll be alright. I just wanna see you shine. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl. What you think about taking that chance? Taking a ride, taking my hand. Kicking this crowd, ditching this club. This night's been waiting on us. Save your best move. Yeah, till I get us where we're getting to. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you.
About ready for the third period of action between the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings and the Minnesota Blue Ox. And we've got a good one on hand tonight as Wisconsin Rapids is holding a 2-1 lead over the Blue Ox. And that second period, Rapids was able to overcome a 1-0 deficit as they had goals one about a minute 50 into the second period by Caden Schweitzer, with Owen Tudich and Felix Allstrand on the assists at the power play. And then at 10:22, Franco Denti scored another one as Ilian and Diamond got assists on that as well. So that's how we are sitting at a 2-1 lead for Wisconsin Rapids over Minnesota. Rapids hosting a 34-19 shot advantage in through two periods. So Rapids really getting opportunities, just having a hard time finishing as Pierce Mayrose is having an outstanding night as he's made 32 stops
on the 34 shots he has seen. Now, you got a one-goal lead, Rory.
Yeah.
20 minutes. What do you do?
Yeah, I mean, you feel good about the lead. You deserve it. You just got to keep on plugging away. You can't sit back. Sitting back just invites pressure, and it allows the blocks to come at you. You really need to just keep the game how it's going. Keep the back-and-forth energy, and then just try and grab one when you can.
If you're Minnesota, you probably want to try to score one early and put the pressure back on Rapids instead of Rapids just kind of playing a coast mode. But knowing Coach Paul,
yep,
he's not going to allow those guys to just sit, stand pat. You get an opportunity, you better make a good you make a chance at it, I should say. As we are underway here in this third period of action, again, Wisconsin Rapids leading 2-1. So we get a whistle for an icing. And another stop. It's at 19:29 left in regulation.
Yeah, something I like to see actually is just the River Kings being a little closer in plays, whether it's on the break or wherever it's down low, just a bit tighter together, just so they can make those plays rather than being a bit wide and the pass taking a little too long and the Ox can readjust. It's just keeping those plays a little closer together.
Well, we are 19 minutes and 29 seconds away from either extra time or maybe River Kings win if the score holds. We'll see as we go. Again, thanks to everybody tuning in tonight on 105.5 WIRI. Thank you, Seth, back at the studio. And everybody at Flow Hockey, thank you. And, of course, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. And our cameramen, Art and Carl. And Matt, doing an awesome job leading the way up here. So, Rapids, they are on the attack again. Minnesota had an opportunity, sent the puck around the boards. We're not able to get home as the puck is still loose in the defensive zone of Minnesota, but now they break out of it. That's Jace Lombardo. He comes through. Puck is shot high, but way high up in the slot. Pulled down by the Rapids defense and cleared the zone. Tudich, near side, tries to get around the defender. Wasn't able to, but he's able to get the puck in the zone. Sends it down deep. And he is now going to the bench to get a little bit of a rest as Rapids, they are harassing the Blue Ox down low. Big hard hit down there. Puck squirts loose. And Minnesota back on the attack. Gordy Lawson, he had the puck, sent it up. That sent up ahead to Jack Wallace. Puck is in the Rapids end. Still sitting there. Puck fluttering just inside the blue line. Rapids trying to get a little bit of possession here. Here's Minnesota. They've kind of controlled things the opening 2 minutes of action. Rapids playing a little bit back on their heels as Minnesota really controlling things. The ice is nice and shiny, so it's not very wet after the resurfacing. That sometimes can be an issue here in Southwood County Recreation Center. As Rapids comes away with it, Bryceland gets the puck up into the zone. Skates to the slot, ridden off the puck, still pursuing it, battling in there. As puck is sent up ahead. Puck is getting pushed away from Bryceland by Minnesota. Minnesota, Abrejo comes up, getting to the zone, centering attempt. Puck bounces high, blocked out of the way by Turcotte. Puck sent up into the Minnesota zone. No icing will be whistled, as was last touched by Minnesota. Bryceland flips the puck up into the zone. Atkins had an opportunity. He wasn't able to get there. Bulldog sends the puck. Sent the puck up into the zone. Couldn't do that. Was blocked by a Minnesota skater. That skater was Lars Gorlitz. Rapids going after the puck. Williams on the far side, surveying the defense. Sent across the way, Chevy Alexander. And that's sent up to Diamond. Diamond attended for Ilian. Puck sent up, stopped by Denti. Denti carries it into the zone. Shot sent way high and way out of play, up here into the loft, over the netting. And we got a stoppage of play. 16:43 left to go in regulation. Rapids leading 2-1.
Yeah, that one just zipped right off the stick of Denti. Just went straight up into the netting. And
it went, I think it went more up than it did over.
Yeah, it literally just went straight up. And then
yeah.
But it luckily went, that netting is quite tall.
Yeah, it went up and over the netting. That's yeah. What it did. Face-off one to the glove side of Mayrose. Puck really just going back and forth behind the net. Ilian applies a little bit of pressure. Chevy Alexander centering pass by Denti, and it's just wide of the goal. Minnesota recovers. Tied up in the corner is Denti. His puck's being fought over. Chevier Alexander throws the puck down, sends it back up into the zone, and we got a whistle as it's an offsides call. I believe it was offsides. So we get a stoppage. 16-12 left to go in regulation. Again, if you aren't able to make the game tonight, you can make it tomorrow night. Same place, same time, 7 p.m., where one of these teams is going to be looking for a sweep and the other looking to avoid the sweep. As of right now, if the score holds, Rapids up 2-1. Denti with the puck up into the zone. Diamond with it. Drop pass back to Denti. Puck wide of the mark. Beauchamp holds the zone. Ilian, he sends it back around behind the cage. Up there's Diamond. He was preparing for a hit. Nobody home. Diamond gets up. Then Denti carries it into the slot. He gets pushed off the puck. Minnesota back on the go. Stop. Raffert gets it. Ilian kicks it up into the zone. Ilian crashing hard, going up into the corner. Ilian can't quite get a stick on it. It's carried up by Rapids. Diamond can't get to it. Clear the zone. Rapids sends back deep. They are able to clear the zone and get a little bit of a line change as Minnesota mounts some offense. Elijah Puckner carries it up, sends a puck down into the Rapid zone. 15-18 left to go in regulation. Rapids up 2-1 over the Minnesota Blue Ox. Locker gets it bumped away. Aiden Welsh tips it up. That's his teammate speeding down. Hogan McNeish sent in, and that's right into the belly of Mayrose with another stoppage. 15-03 left to go in regulation.
Yeah, I mean, the start of the third, it's just been a bit of back and forth. Not too much really going on, just kind of feeling each other out, see how the tactics might have changed between the periods.
Well, Minnesota had a nice little punch right away as Rapids has been able to weather it so far, but there's still 15:03 left to go, and anything can happen. As face-off to the blocker side of Mayrose was won by Minnesota, Rapids does send the puck back down deep. McNeish giving chase. Nobody was home as Rapids had an opportunity for a wide-open net look, but now we got some numbers for Minnesota as they're getting back behind the Rapids defense. Now everything kind of settles in. Maher sends in, turned away by the Rapids defense, as that was Welsh who was there and able to get the stop. Welsh did a great job just getting his legs in the way of that. As Tudich giving chase, puck squirted back into the Rapids defensive zone. They got to quick clear it up as Locker sends it in. Schweitzer can't quite get a handle on that puck. Rapids still battling for it. Tudich picks his pocket. Schweitzer cross the way, try to center it, gets a rebound, and back sliding with his leg is Mayrose. Outstanding save yet again by the Minnesota goalie. As Rapids still trying to get tic-tac-toe, and they get one!
Great.
Rapids with the third goal in a little breathing room as a tic-tac-toe got Mayrose to commit one side and couldn't get back over, and Rapids now holds a 3-1 lead over the Minnesota Blue Ox.
Yeah, a carbon copy of that power play goal from the same line. Just this time, it's Ostrand to Tudich on the back door.
Tell you,
you can't miss from there.
No, that was beautifully set up and executed by Rapids. So outstanding job for Wisconsin Rapids boys in blue, and you could almost say Wisconsin Rapids is now using Minnesota's slogan against themselves, but they are starting to thin the herd.
Yeah, this really could mark a turning point in the game, and just putting two on them just changes the dynamic completely.
So we'll get the official scoring as we got a whistle for offsides. Tudich with the goal. Ostrand. And Schweitzer with assists. 5:55, time of the goal. Rapids holding a 3-1 lead over the Blue Ox as we got another whistle as that puck went out of play. 13:49 to go in regulation. Rapids holding a 3-1 lead now. And, yeah, 3-1. Feel a lot better with that than 2-1.
Yeah, it just adds that extra cushion. And that's kind of help. It'll help calm the nerves a bit and just let everyone continue to play the game they're playing.
Well, we're going to be having a face-off just outside the Rapids zone. Schweitzer against White. That is won by Minnesota. Buckmeyer sends it down deep with Garcia giving chase. Garcia stops, spins, turns around, comes back on the far side. He's got some speed as he carries it into the zone. No offsides, no nothing. Garcia centers it. Loose puck in the slot. No, turned away by the Minnesota defenseman and goalie as Rapids still giving opportunity. But we are getting whistled for offsides as I didn't quite see it get out of the zone.
I think it did kind of creep out the zone there on Balduke.
Not by much.
Yeah, not by much, definitely.
We'll give the officiating crew the benefit of the doubt on that one as we have another whistle. 13.24 to be exact. Remaining in regulation. Cooper against White, just outside the Minnesota zone, controlled by Minnesota. Garcia harassing the Minnesota skater. Lombardo. Minnesota gets it back. Lombardo trying to send it sharp angled, bounce off the side of the net. Puck still loose behind the Rapids goal. Trying to get it out front. Rapids trying to block any opportunities as Minnesota had some speed there. Bulldog, he's fighting for it down low. No whistles. Pass sent across the ice just out inside the blue line. Rapids trying to get it up out. Breisland was there. And now Atkins, he's racing for it. Minnesota goalie plays it. Mayro sends it up to center ice. 12:40 left to go in regulation. Minnesota trying to organize some offense. Down two goals, 3-1. With Rapids holding that lead and a 39-23 shot advantage. Again, Rapids, they're really trying to break through things here as Hanke tries to stuff a home, and he does! Another goal by Minnesota. This one coming to Hanke. Can they make it a one-goal lead for Rapids yet again?
Yeah, I mean, a really, really impressive goal there by Hanke. I mean, to take that on the wall and just kind of dance in and make a nice move on Turco there for his third of the year and second point of the night. I mean, just an incredible goal.
Yeah, Hanke with the goal. Hayden Hanke. And that goal at 7:37. We will have the faceoff yet again. Right at center ice, Wallace and Diamond. Rapids comes away with it. Denti sends it up into the zone. Rapids wants to get another two-goal lead. We'll see if they are able to. No assist on that goal. 7:37, time of the goal, and now we got a 3-2 hockey game as Rapids trying to hold on to that one-goal lead. Ilian has an opportunity, sends it up ahead. Denti not quite home, and there's a cover of the puck by Mayrose. Another stoppage, 11:55 left to go in regulation.
Yeah, just, I mean, a moment of brilliance brings it to a one-goal game, and let's see how the River Kings respond. Hopefully they can just keep on playing a strong game, I think. It's just a sort of a lapse of concentration there leading to that one.
Going to be a face-off blocker side of Mayrose. Diamond out there with it. Wallace out there, too, as they are getting Wallace. They're getting Wallace out of there and sending in Mike Brigio. And now they're sending Diamond out and bringing in Denti. So, drop the puck. Puck's loose. Minnesota comes up with it. 11:52 left to go in regulation. 3-2 lead, Wisconsin Rapids. Brigio racing up. Shot and a goal. We got a tie hockey game as Minnesota tied it up on a one-timer by Brigio over the blocker of Turco. And we've got, again, a 3-3 hockey game.
Yeah, I mean, this line's been great tonight. Abrazio with his second goal, and then his line mate Henke with the goal just moments ago, and it really looks to have stunned the River Kings here. And just on another 2-on-1 converted, a well-taken goal, nice finish, just above the pad, below the blocker on Turco there.
The time of the goal is 8:14, excuse me. As well, we got a brand new hockey game.
Yep.
As Rapids trying to recover. And Buckmeyer with the assist as Rapids tried to get the puck down.